If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663, or international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663, or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
One, two, three. Talk Lies. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you on Herb Talk, and we got a great show. We are going to be talking about some laboratories that are on a teeny weeny chip and what that may mean for your health. And also, as promised, I'm going to talk about headaches a little bit today and maybe some other things. We've got a stack of stuff. We got it covered here, and we're going to do a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, you all remember John Monroe from Dr. Banker's Group, Boulder, Colorado. He is our natural vision guy. He's going to be doing a natural vision workshop. So if you want to improve vision, he's the guy. And he's going to be in the Charlotte, Mecklenburg, North Carolina area Saturday, July the 26th. And it's a workshop from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. There's a one-hour break for lunch. And if you want to contact John, you can go to drbankersgroup.com, drbankergroup.com, and ask about the workshop and sign up. Or if you want to give him a call, let's see, is there a number here? Yes, John Monroe is 303-494-4532. Now remember, that's Mountain Time in Colorado. 303-494-4532 or drbanker.com, and sign up there and improve your vision without surgery or drugs. It's awesome stuff. So hopefully you can make that. Well, before we do the quack report, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform, praying for them, lifting up all righteous men and women all over this world, especially the United States, asking for God's help, because, you know, we need courage. We need to pray for that. We need boldness. We need to reconnect with our conscience and our integrity and our standing. Don't you think? I think so. And we're going to ask God's help for that. And it's his will to do it, but it's our job to ask. So mind the time, it grows short. Without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Let's see, what do we got in the cracker? A lot of Obama stuff here, the Obamacare stuff. Let's see, this lady, Margaret Figueroa, 49. She is, where is she? Doesn't really say what city she's in, but she is she has neurological disease, and she's been seeing doctors and getting treatment. She's actually had a few surgeries, but now that she's on the Affordable Care Act plan, she can't find a neurologist that'll take her. All her doctors have dropped off the radar, apparently, denied her medication. She can't even get her medicine now because she's paid for her plan. But unfortunately, when you see these plans on the exchange, they don't have any doctors that are willing to sign up for that plan to accept that insurance. So it looks like you got coverage, and you've paid, but you can't use it anywhere, apparently. So for this poor woman, she needs her medicines because of pain, neurological pain, and you know, without it, she's vomiting and losing weight. She's called her representatives in her state, and they're trying to help her, but, yeah, this is it. What else do we have here? Oh, here's some research on positive thoughts and how it affects the food selections out there. Esther Hicks, she's a positive thinker, and she says, our thinking patterns are directly related to the foods that we choose to eat. So people who are kind of negative, down in the doldrums, woe is me, my glass is half empty kind of attitude, they're going to select foods that fuel their bodies that reflect that negativity, according to her. These studies have been published in the Journal of Food Psychology, which reinforce what she's saying. Researchers at Cornell University Food and Brand Lab, they say, you know, we definitely are what we eat. If we tend to indulge in foods, depending on whether we're in a good or a bad mood, those positive moods tend to have an effect on those food choices and affect our health overall and our chemicals in our brain and so forth. And so sensory processes, chemicals in our brains, our mood and food selection, all kind of intertwined, as it were. And last but not least in the quack report, what do we have here? the future of having no money, no physical money, new way to pay for things coming down the pike within a short time, they think. This is some research coming out of testing in Sweden. They have a biometric machine that will look at a person's veins. Everybody has a different pattern of veins in their hand, sort of like, you know, the circuitry or blood flow vessels in your eye. And so they've come up with this way in the future that, you know, instead of having a credit card or even your phone with you, they could just scan your hand and get your vein pattern, and you could pay for your whatever's that way. This whole program is called Quickster, and it identifies the unique vein patterns in the user's hand. It is actually now being used in 15 retail stores and restaurants around Lund University in Sweden. Customers register their, bank numbers or whatever number, and their phone numbers at an installed terminal along with their payment information, and they can pay with a vein scanning. That's what's coming, I guess. If you don't want to use your fingerprints, your retinal scan, eye scan, well, then it's the veins, I guess. There you go. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Okay, I gotta get this out of the way before we jump into the laboratory on a chip. On the powerherbs.com website, the Apothecary Herbs folk have this new program. It's called HMO for Herb Medicine Options. You'll see a cute little bright green banner in the top left corner of the homepage. And it is linked, you click that, and it's linked to a page that explains a little bit about this program, which is, you know, in development. Now, there are some codes on that page that you can actually use now and get benefits. Okay, so this is kind of like their version of HMO. You know, it has nothing to do with medical insurance, doctor copays, or any of that stuff. It's about herb medicine options, and you can save money and get better at the same time. So these codes are good for a long time. You know, I'm kind of sick and tired of, you know, coupon codes expiring and people missing out. I'm one of them. You know, I get coupons all the time for some of my favorite places, and man, I missed out. If things expired, it's a bummer. So we've come up with a plan, a program, where you can get your discounts anytime you want. How you like them apples? I love it. And so you could just cut and paste those codes in your cart, or if you want to order by phone, you just mention them. And if your code applies to your order, I mean, there's, you know, you have to read about it, then you'll get the discount. So in other words, you know, you might have to have a certain dollar amount for the code to be active. So check it out, thepowerherbs.com. Click on the HMO green button, top left corner of the page, and then you'll read about it. And how do you get signed up for that? Well, there are no fees, absolutely none whatsoever. You just have to, you know, sign up if you got email. Just send us an email through the website or whatever, or call us, and you can sign up over the phone, and that way you will be on the list and be able to get some discounts and check it out. And we'll post different things too in there periodically. So it's evolving. It's a benefit package that's evolving. I like it. And give us feedback on that, you know, what we can do. We're thinking about getting a points program installed, so we're working on that. So we'll get it all together. But it's all about, you know, benefiting you health-wise and your wallet, which is a good thing this time, this day and age, absolutely. Okay, well, let's talk about the laboratory on a chip, you know, microchip, not a potato chip, microchip. Now, some of the latest news in the medical field is in the tiny chips, which can supposedly detect disease before the doctor or even the patient knows that it's there. Now, Canada, the University of Toronto, Israel, Tel Aviv University, and MIT are all coming out with tech chips that can filter your blood cells with a device called a microfluidic. And these chips use tiny magnets to separate blood cells from cancer cells. So research on this technology for, you know, early cancer detection has been in development since 2007, and it was published in Science Translational Medicine. So biomedical engineering is the wave of the future in medicine, in which, you know, machines and technology will eventually probably replace a lot of medical and laboratory staff. So the World Health Organization reported on these chip devices being able to detect the spread of cancer before conventional tests. So I see the chip technology moving from the hospital setting to implementation, and most likely will be a requirement for anybody under government-run medical insurance and treatment. So we're going to take a look at our bionic future, as it were, and see what's happening here. So you got to ask this question now. Now, this chip technology, this microfluidic chip stuff, is this a cure or is this more just like a monitoring device? Well, most of the microfluidic chips are nothing more than small laboratories which attempt to carry out early detection and disease monitoring services. So they do not cure the patient of a disease. Now, the medical community expects these chips to all but eliminate the need for biopsies and other diagnostic procedures. So we are told that the chips can screen nanoparticles and predict how these particles will interact with the body. Now, some research is exploring the use of manipulating these nanoparticles to make them more of a personalized weapon out of them. They can lace these particles with chemotherapy drugs to kill different types of cancer, for instance. Now, researchers predict the body will accept the chipped chemotherapy much better than with other traditional forms of chemo with fewer side effects. However, the nanoparticle approach to this technology it needs a bit of work, according to Professor Jonathan Rachelieu of the Institute of Biomaterials and Biomedical Engineering. Now, Dr. Rachelieu works in the endocrinology and the metabolism department, and according to his research, the surface of the nanoparticles can be treated to make them perform certain tasks, like they can stick to certain cells, but he says, you know, that works okay in the lab studying the activity in a petri dish, but the nanoparticles can't penetrate cells or tissue. So nanotechnology will eventually be developed to penetrate or even bore into human cells. Now, according to Dr. Alan Lamb, who is researching nanoparticle technology, he says that the field is in its infancy. And he kind of compared it to throwing darts while blindfolded or like working with a computer from the 1960s. Well, let's look at this biosensor stuff for a minute, because the research coming out of Israel reveals that the chip technology will be like a lab and an endoscope in one device. So the chips will test a patient's biomarkers, you know, hormones, blood, lipids, etc., and these chips will work like electrochemical tools to detect certain diseases like cancer. So the chip technologies are medical devices working on a cellular level. So the problem that researchers face is that a disease like cancer has many complex biomarkers and can manifest differently. So the laboratories on the chip will need to develop sophisticated strategies in order to target multiple biomarkers simultaneously so they can max out their potential in disease detection. Now, some cancers, like colon cancer, do not offer specific or significant biomarkers at all. Well, and let's move up the body a little bit from colon area, I suppose, and let's look at the eyes. New technology is moving, well, it's moving at such a pace that it won't be long before your handheld phones of today will be as ancient as using two cans tied together by a string. Now, I still have, personally, a flip phone, and I tell friends that Captain Kirk talked to Spock on that. But technology research out of Copenhagen has a project called Project Sensei, and it's going to magically enable your eye movement to control your cell phone. So any phone with a camera will be able to track your eyes, your eye movement, to determine what the user wants the phone to do. And it's going to eliminate the need to, you know, do the touch scrolling. And so you talk about hands-free technology. There it is. So you'll be able to make phone calls, check your email, text message, play games, all without a headset or a Bluetooth. Yes, your third-party apps are going to be compatible with Sensei. You know what? And this technology was first developed for the disabled, and they called it ITU Gaze Tracker. So phone technology is developing to be more of a multi-purpose extension of the user, connecting us to a myriad of medical services at the twitch of an eyeball, apparently. Wow. Well, let's assess all this. Let's take an assessment here. According to Forbes, the American Heart Association is worth about $618 million, and the American Cancer Society is worth $925 million. Regarding female cancer, the Susan G. Komen Walk for the Cure is worth $339 million, and the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society is worth $293 million. Now, some of the largest U.S. charities which support disease research are the wealthiest in the world. Now, you would think that if we are winning the battle against these kinds of diseases, that these charities would not be growing. So a cure for heart disease and cancer to these charitable entities means going out of business. So technology may make disease detection easier and deliver drugs to the body, but the treatments are geared to manage diseases and not to cure it. So a cure would put hundreds of thousands of medical professionals out of work, close medical practices, reduce drug profits, and close the charitable entities. So new technology is going to be used to help keep the cycle of disease alive. There are numerous medical advances, you know, that have saved lives, and I'm not negating that. So in the area of trauma, modern medicine has proved valuable. However, with regards to preventable health care or reversing disease, well, it's failed to deliver. So a new medical gadget is kind of a distraction from the real truth, which is there are already cures for heart disease and cancer and other ailments, and you have the power to utilize them right now. Let's talk about taking that power back, because one can just you know, observe other cultures, and you can notice the differences as to why certain people have very low or no risk of disease, like heart disease or cancer. So lifestyle is the difference, and it involves a lower portion of animal foods and more fruits, vegetables, and whole grains. However, most folks who make a lifestyle adjustment usually are already sick with a disease, or they have a family history of a certain disease. So if you add the power of herbs, which are packed full of organic nutritional chemicals that help the body adjust and become strong, so herbs do not have side effects, and they do not weaken the body to create a dependency like prescription drugs do. Herbs are foods, and they can be used for a short time or longer without compromising the metabolism, the nervous system, your bones, your blood, your glands, or other major organs. That's right. So we live in toxic times. And the best advice that I can give is what I do myself. Adjust to a healthier lifestyle, cleanse away the toxins from the body, minimum twice a year, do your organ cleansing twice a year, and then practice boosting that immune system with the herbs to help your body become strong and independent. So if you'd like to know more about how to, you know, cleanse and nourish the body and boost immune system, well, call the experts, and that would be Apothecary Herbs. They have a toll-free number. That is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. Now, if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277, or you can visit the website, thepowerherbs.com. thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Now, if you want to strengthen the heart of the cardiovascular system, you can ask them about their heart cholesterol blood pressure formula. Or if you're on the website, just click on the heart and cardiovascular section. We'll get you over there. If you have any cancer concerns, you might want to check out dandelion root or click on their herbal tincture section. So, and if you need help, just call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. And don't forget to ask for a free product catalog. And for great herbal products at a savings, don't forget the new herb medicine option program, the HMO, definitely is going to be just life-changing. You know, it's just going to be awesome. It's like, a shot in the arm, because, you know, unlike insurance companies, the HMO at Apothecary Herbs is not about drugs or copays or deductibles. It's about healthy lifestyle without drug dependency. And if you want to become a part of that program, you're going to be a savvy consumer, and you're going to be able to get 100% organic, non-GMO herbal formulas and save money at the same time. So it's just an awesome thing. Take advantage of the discounts. Go to thepowerherbs.com. Check it out. Click on that little green button in the top left of the homepage, and you'll see what I mean. Definitely. Definitely. I just love it. New programs just to help people get better, live better lives. Empowering. That's what I love. That's what I like. All right. We're going to talk about headaches because I promised I would. We'll see how far we get, and we might touch on, we might touch on foods that affect your moods, since we were talking about, you know, in the cracker, we might get into that. But we're going to talk about headaches. A lot of people do have major headaches, and especially this time that we're living in, people are stressed out, and they're getting a lot of headaches. So, we can have a global meltdown, but we just don't need a headache on top of that, right? So we're going to be talking about, how we can diminish or even avoid having headaches. Now, there's like 45 million Americans. That's like one in six people that have chronic headaches. And it has a significant impact, economic impact. Many believe no matter what kind of headache they have, whether it's sinus, tension, stress, cluster, migraine, a lot of people think it's triggered by the foods they're eating. Could be. We're going to explore the diet that may be inducing the headache, okay? Well, first, let's talk about the most common one, which is your tension headache. Tension headache produces that dull, aching pressure, often appears after maybe a stressful work day or school day. Or maybe you've had some emotional stress or trauma. So some describe the tension headache as having their head in a vice, and there's pain on both sides of their head. So muscle tension, also the upper back, shoulder, neck area, even the scalp, is also going to be part of the symptoms. Muscle spasms may also be present along with this tension headache, and the person could become nauseated and not have any appetite. Well, yeah, headache pain will do that, definitely. And I see we're going to be taking a break here. And when we come back, we're going to cover the headache thing and how you can get rid of your headache. We'll be right back.
bring life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadow sweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International, 704-875-8010 or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Okay, I think we're back. We're having a little technical issue there. All right, we're going to talk about headaches. We're going to talk about the runner-up cluster headache. Now, the characteristics, if you tend to have a cluster headache, it has some deep stabbing pain near the temple or the eye area. Now, cluster headaches sometimes give the individual even a stuffy and running nose. tearing red eyes, and even maybe a droopy little eyelid. So these headaches last about 30 to 60 minutes. They do disrupt the person's sleep, can occur several times in a day. That's why they call them clusters. Sometimes cluster headaches can last for even days or months and go away and then come back weeks or months or even years later. It's kind of a weird thing. More men than women tend to experience this type of a headache, though. Now, there is the migraine. Most experts agree that the migraine is the gorilla of all headaches. Migraines usually occur repeatedly, and 60% of the time, the pain is on one side of the brain. Approximately 80% of the migraines will bring on nausea, 30% experience vomiting, and sensitivity to light and sound. Vertigo can also be one of the symptoms. So the pain is characterized as throbbing or piercing pain. 10% of the individuals have visual disturbance, and they usually get that 30 minutes prior to the onset of the headache pain. So more women, about 25%, then men, compared to about 8% of men, do get migraines, especially between the ages of 15 to 44, and they can have several migraines each month. So half of the individuals will get a migraine before they're 20 years old, and one-third begin having migraines when they're even teenagers. So about 1.5% will have their migraines. They'll start having them before the age of 5 years old. Children who get migraines can have pain on both sides, and migraines typically last for them 24 hours. So hormone changes in estrogen and progesterone, they can trigger a migraine headache, although modern medicine does not know why that happens. They explain it that women may experience a migraine just before a menstrual cycle, and, or even while pregnant, or even during menopause. So let's look at the high-risk category. Basically, there are some triggers beyond our control that tend to kick in these headaches. Weather changes can be the culprit. Bright light, strong odors, and menstrual cycles setting off a headache. I mean, I've known somebody walking through the cosmetic section at a department store smelling, I guess, some perfume or something, and then all of a sudden having a headache. It's interesting. Now, let's look at the diet, though. You can control your diet more than you can control the environment, so let's look at that. We'll kind of knock off the migraines and the headaches as much as we can. So food can be a significant provoking factor for headaches. Dr. David Buchholz of the Neurological Consultation Clinic at Johns Hopkins University Hospital, he says, you know, you can avoid certain food combinations that tend to overwhelm your brain's regulatory mechanisms. So, for instance, red wine may not by itself trigger a headache, but if you pair it with blue cheese, or if you have it when you've had a very stressful day, that could trigger a migraine. Now, one piece of chocolate may not set off a headache, but a whole candy bar could for some folks. So these are the trigger foods. Also, your headaches may not kick in right away, especially if you've had these trigger foods. They may show up a little later, a day later even. So keep your food journal handy and write down what you're eating so you can pinpoint more easily the offending foods. Now, here's some more offending foods. You want to avoid foods that contain triamines. It's an amino acid. And also you want to avoid foods with nitrate. These tend to trigger neurological blood vessel changes and create headaches. Chocolate, cola drinks, aged cheese, cottage cheese, and beer all contain triamines. Other foods are going to be avocados, overripe fruit, or even dried overripe fruit, eggplant, figs, grapes, oranges, pineapple, plums, prunes, and raisins. So also processed foods can contain high triamine and nitrite levels, so you want to be aware of that. Also, the Australian specialty food Vegemite And sauerkraut and shrimp paste all tend to trigger headaches in people. Now, meats, you want to watch processed meats, especially pickled, cured meats, game birds, wild animals. They contain high levels of trimines. Also, fermented soy products like your soy sauce, tofu, miso, teriyaki sauce, anything like that is going to be a headache trigger. If you overdo eating some nuts like peanuts and coconuts and Brazil nuts, they tend to trigger hypertension headaches. Okay, and yeast or sourdough are also known to trigger headaches. Now, here's some vegetables that they've also pinpointed as a problem. Lima beans, broad beans, navy beans, pea pods, onions, and vava beans. Now, aspartame's on the list. It's a particular problem for headache sufferers. Also, Dr. Joel Saper of Michigan State University Neurological Institute says milk is a major food trigger for migraines. However, Dr. Buchholz believes that the biggest trigger is caffeine overall. So beware of foods with no reputation as a trigger for migraines. You want to keep that food journal handy because, you know, something like cinnamon may be causing your headache and you don't even know it. So keep that food journal handy. Now let's talk about that ice cream headache everybody's experienced as a kid. If you drink or eat something really, really cold, it creates a temporary sharp pain in the forehead known as an ice cream headache. This usually doesn't last very long, fortunately. And why does that happen? Does anybody know? Well, Dr. Saper says it's due to the cold contact on the roof of your mouth that stimulates the fifth cranial nerve, and it runs from the mouth surface to your brain. This nerve is the main carrier for headache pain. So according to a British study, drinking or eating something cold can trigger headaches in 46% of the headache sufferers. So eating cold things slowly can help you avoid this trigger. And let's look at some antidote foods. Since headaches are blood vessel related and also influenced by inflammation, certain foods can help counteract the pain via the postaxialin system. So foods like your fish oil and ginger root have been very helpful. Dr. James Brennan, a food and allergy expert, he says that 3/4 of all headaches are food related, and people who restrict their use of trigger foods cut their headaches by as much as 85%. Now, Denmark, a study there, they discovered a centuries-old antidote for headaches and nausea and even nervous disorders. Dr. Krischer Servitstra at Odessa University tested ginger root and found it worked like aspirin for migraines, and it worked better than migraine drugs. So ginger, they said, affected the postaxialins, the hormone substances that control inflammation, histamine, and even pain receptors. So ginger root actually blocks the postaxialins, which reduce inflammation and pain. So at the first sign of a headache or visual disturbance, they said their test group took ginger root a third of a teaspoon 3 to 4 times each day, and they had really great benefits. So the study concluded both adults and kids can safely tap into using ginger root to prevent the headaches. Now, here's some things you might want to avoid, some known causes that can set off headaches and other foods, other than foods, I should say, are your neck and shoulder and back muscle pain, some drugs, coughing and sneezing, eye strain, smoke or chemical fumes, medical procedures like a spinal tap, dental problems like grinding your teeth or a root canal, and anything that would change your neurotransmitter brain chemicals can all set off a headache. Well, let's look at what modern medicine does for treating this. Well, the medical establishment has OTC and prescribed drugs to offer you. over-the-counter stuff and prescriptions. That's about it. Stress management techniques, they'll tell you to look into that. Massage therapy is also recommended. And on rare occasions, they may mention alternative therapies if they're running out of things to offer you. Let's look at some miracle medicines, though, to the rescue, other than ginger root. Obviously, you have power in your hands at your disposal just right now. All you have to do is watch the foods, adjust that lifestyle in regards to avoiding those headache trigger foods. And situations, you know, like if you know walking through the cosmetic counter at the department store may give you a headache, don't enter at the cosmetic store section. Enter through men's clothing or something. Or, you know, just enter through a sports store and cut through the mall to avoid smelling perfume or anything like that could set off a trigger. So you have control to make these adjustments. And I've said a lot of times that it's usually just not one thing that will fix a problem, you know, but a combination of things. God has given us some powerful herbs. They're truly amazing. And they are certified organic, non-GMO, and they are incredibly powerful. That's why they're usually bitter, so you don't take too much of it because they are strong. But you can use herbs to alleviate muscle tension, spasms, you know, tension in the back neck of the back of the head, the neck, muscles, shoulder area that can squeeze those muscles and really restrict blood flow to the brain, giving you a headache. So there's a lot you can do. So if you're looking for some herbs that will help you relax without sedating you, that will help you with headaches, you can look into the ginger root that they have at Apothecary Herbs. They do have a relaxation formula, and they do have a great formula for nerve tension. If you have a nervous tension headache, then you can look at valerian root. So you have some things there you can check out. If it's your menstrual cycle and the hormones that are causing the influx and giving you headaches, they'll look at herbs that help balance your endocrine system and stop all that mess. So look at their female formulas, and men, there's also a male hormone formula for you. So there's lots you can do, and of course you can check out the Just for Women section or the Just for Men section at the powerherbs.com website. But if you're still not sure, just give them a call and ask them what they would do if they were you. And the number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. Of course, thepowerherbs.com. Hey, you could get over to the website typing in herbtalklive.com if you want, and empower yourself. All right, so we talked about in the Quack Report some of the food choices we make when we're in a certain mood. So we're going to talk about foods and your mood here. Now, it's said that, you know, the brain is pretty much the greediest organ in the human body. Because if you omit specific nutrition, your brain's going to suffer and let you know. Boston University, they did a study on healthy young adults by using a drug-induced block of the acetylcholine brain receptors. And it produced symptoms that represented Alzheimer's disease. Another study showed that junk food diets produce mental disorders, including autism, dyslexia, and ADHD. So a lot of these studies, including a Judith Wortman study at MIT, has proved that food, as well as hormones and heredity and drugs and tobacco and alcohol, all influence brain chemicals, your neurotransmitters, your dopamine, norepinephrine, serotonin, all these brain chemicals. Now, medical science associates a stable mood with serotonin levels. And one study stated that women seem to be more sensitive than men to the changes in brain chemicals. So why is that? Well, our processed food diets have altered the types of fatty acids we consume, and our brains are largely composed of fatty acids. So our brain development, our brain repair and function are affected. So food additives, food coloring, sugar, carbohydrates, they seem to cause the most changes in our brain chemicals, and that affects how we feel and how we function. Well, let's look at some foods here. Foods offer a variety of chemical nutrients, and each organ of our body has a specific job to do, and it requires specific nutrition to do that job. Therefore, the chemical nutrition that you use will determine how well your organs are going to function. For instance, foods like sugar, carbohydrates, candy, cereal, and pasta will increase your serotonin and your tryptophan temporarily, which produces that calming effect on the body, and it explains why you may feel a little drowsy or sleepy after you eat those kind of foods. Now, on the flip side, foods that will raise your dopamine and norepinephrine level will make you feel more alert. It'll help you concentrate and improve your reaction time. So protein-rich foods like tuna is going to influence these types of brain chemicals. Now, a natural antidepressant is chocolate because it tends to stimulate serotonin and the endorphins, producing that relaxed, euphoric feeling. Now, a portion of or calorie count of a meal is also going to be important. Meals of 1,000 calories, like your fast food type meals, they contain too much fat and make you really sleepy and really sluggish. So it takes the body longer to digest this type of fat, and the blood supply is detained in the digestive tract, and it leaves the brain kind of short-staffed on blood flow for a while. So that's why you kind of want to just take a McNap and just check out. Well, let's talk about some brain powers then. Now, there are no two brains alike. If you have a CT or an MRI scan of the human brain, it's going to produce unique differences. Now, one study compared the brain center to diets. So the foods that we eat tend to trigger different chemical responses, which can alter behavior and our personalities. Now, for example, it's believed that people with a vindictive or a destructive nature should avoid eating all meats. So when these individuals were taken off meat products, their behavior was modified. Now, in turn, the more meat that they ate, the more destructive their nature became. Now, on the other hand of the behavior spectrum, those individuals that had a more compassionate and affectionate behavior trait, they tend to gravitate towards sweets. And it makes you wonder why it became a tradition for men to bring their girlfriend or a wife a box of candy. So included in your sweet category are also going to be your baked goods and even honey. So brain scans are showing that the affection center of the brain is going to be stimulated by sweeter foods. Now, many psychiatrists have made the connection between a lack of affection and comfort foods, and of course obesity. So what can help counteract a sweet tooth? Well, I always use organic sun-dried Celtic sea salt. It helps to curb the sweet tooth or the love for sweets. Now, if you're substituting sugar with honey or stevia, it will help with the weight loss kind of control the weight gain, if you will. So you can also dilute honey because it is 6 times more concentrated than sugar. However, you don't cook with honey because the heat destroys all the live enzyme nutrition in it. Also, sugar found in dried fruit is 6 times stronger. So we would not normally eat dried fruit because it is meant to be eaten fresh. Think about it. So you can soak dried fruit in cold water to rehydrate it and bring it to a boil, and that way you can kill any unwanted bacteria there. Now, the hot water will also destroy any insect eggs and microbes that you don't want. Now, what about those folks with a hot temper, the hotheads out there, you know? Well, there are foods that tend to trigger a bad temper. Interesting enough, it was found that the overuse of all sauces like barbecue sauce, gravy, or marinades in excess can actually set off this type of behavior. So coating foods, obviously, can affect brain chemicals. Interesting. So are there some other foods? Well, we all have an understanding how alcohol affects behavior. So depending on the individual, it can be kind of a crapshoot what kind of behavior you're going to get from people who consume alcohol and how it affects their brain chemicals. Some people become passive and passionate. Others get mean or hyper. And alcohol tends to also impart, you know, judgment. Just really, you know, we don't have good judgment when we're drinking, right? So what about other products like dairy products? What can we expect from using that type of a food group? Well, overuse of dairy is a key problem. Most Americans use too much dairy to the point that 25% of the diet contains dairy products. So we also forget that we are not using milk, whole milk. We're using milk products in an altered state. It's been homogenized. So most of the dairy consumed is homogenized and pasteurized, and it reduces the nutrition by about 32%. So if you had to go out and milk a cow every day, you would use far less dairy, and you would be it would be closer to the amount that you would normally be consuming. So dairy is an alkaline food, and it can contribute to digestive imbalance, hinder protein absorption, and create fatigue. Okay, and that can make us, you know, cranky and irritable. Now, what about some herb foods? Well, the best thing that you can do, I think, and it's what I do, is I tend to eat foods like the people in the Mediterranean. They have less risk of heart disease and diabetes and cancer because of their lifestyle. So you can get a majority of foods that will help assist the brain and help regulate chemicals and mood if you eat more amino acids and your foods, your olive oil, your olives, your fresh fruits and vegetables, lamb and fish and things like that, and more of a Mediterranean type of food group. So if you're looking for that, you can, you know, kind of switch over to that lifestyle and see how your brain likes it. And, of course, if you're looking for some extra nutrition, you know, you can add to your smoothies or your juices, vegetable or citrus. Check out the Body Foundation food mix full of amino acids and vitamins and minerals and plant protein. So you can check that out at thepowerherbs.com. It's one of the most popular items they have. And you can use it during your organ cleansing and every day if you'd like. So check that out, the Body Foundation food mix. And there is also for pets, the Power Greens for pets with a nutritional vitamin mix that's less expensive than some other brands out there. And it's all organic and no grains. So there's no allergy ingredients in there, all organic as well. Check it out, thepowerherbs.com, or give them a call toll free at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or visit the website, thepowerherbs.com. Well, I know I'm out of time, but we're going to be talking about elective surgery next time and some other things, I'm sure. We'll see. We always got things to talk about. And check out the HMO plan on the powerherbs.com website, the herb medicine options. Get your discount coupons, just cut and paste. You can use them anytime you want and save money. That's what it's all about, getting great organic, non-GMO, certified organic products and save money at the same time. What could be better than that, right? Obviously. If you have a health topic you want me to discuss, don't be shy. Send me an email. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.